The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Okay. Ladies, a hypothetical situation for you. And Lindsay's the closest thing to a lady that we have here to participate. So you'll have to play along.
Okay.
All right. You know the OnlyFans adult star named Bonnie Blue that we've been talking about, who, you know, had 1,000 men in a day and all of that. Well, she's been giving advice to wives about how to keep their husbands happy. And they are calling it misogynistic sounding advice. She says, quote, "I thought I'd give you some tips on how to prevent your husband from cheating. One, don't be lazy. Second of all, actually pleasure him." And, you know, she goes on and says, sometimes things that women don't want to hear that their husbands like, you know what I mean? They put up this big guard. If anybody says anything that they deem to be old fashioned or not feminism based, then they shut it down no matter what. Like if you get women together and you tell, like one of the women says, well, you know what? My marriage is so happy because I make him happy. I know what he likes. And when he needs this, I provide it for him and I do this and I do that. And he does the same for me. But when they hear that, the best of friends will shut that down and boom, goes off right there. Because one, you are doing something that I don't do and I'm not going to do. And you think that you're better than I am, mm-hmm. goes through their minds. Mm-hmm. And you're judging me because I'm not going to do that. Even if they look at it like, okay, well, they do have a happy. Then they throw in the doubt like, well, I bet that their marriage is not as happy as she's making out like it is.
Right.
Now, that is a different story than when I would think a porn star is telling you how to have a happy marriage. That's where I would reach out and go, you know what?
Right.
And that's what a lot of them are. I'm sorry, love. We're not taking advice from a porn star who bragged last week about taking a teenage boy's virginity.
Well, that's a teenage boy.
Well, he's 19, 18 or 19.
Yeah, but still. Yeah,
when we say teenager, how are we talking? No thanks, chick. Don't need anything from you. Definitely not advice. Huh. Somebody said. And somebody said, where is your husband?
Oh.
Yeah, is she married? She's not married?
I don't know.
Oh, surely not, right?
Well, a lot of them are. That's how trashy the whole situation is. A lot of porn stars are in full-on marriages. You imagine going to work, saying, all right, I got an early day on the set, so I left your breakfast downstairs. Get up. You're going to be late for work. You got that meeting this morning. You know, yeah. He gets up and he smells your, you know, stripper/porn perfume all over the house.
Yeah.
Or you sprayed it all in your hair and everything.
Hair glitter.
Yeah.
But are the ones that are doing the records like of 1,000 men and what, they can't be married, right? Just the average porn star may be married, fine. But like these, I mean, certainly not. The husband can't be like, okay, this is legit.
Well, there are some, a lot of cases that, people have gotten arrested when their husband was the pimp.
Oh.
So, yes. It makes sense that could be a possibility that somebody who's in there trying to break a record for sleeping with them or having sex with the most men at a time.
That's true.
Could have a husband that's her business manager.
God, yeah, that's wild.
Do you imagine? He's actually my business manager too.
Now, I'm not taking advice from them on anything.
No. Well, maybe how to pleasure your husband. I mean, maybe that just because she's clearly a professional. I mean, yeah. But that's it.
She's got a great recipe for like beef stroganoff or something. Like, I would try. She's like, this is the world's best. I'm like, all right.
Yeah. Except she'd call it beef stroganoff.
Yeah, sure. Make it more fitting. But yeah, like, what do you know about relationships? You haven't proven anything.
Right. Yeah.
If you, yeah, kind of like what Lindsay's saying, I'm not looking into pleasure my husband, but
yeah.
If that's what she was offering, but okay, she might know.
If I'm looking for some new techniques, sure. You're the one to ask.
Yeah. What do you know about building healthy or maintaining healthy relationships?
Right.
You've proven nothing. Never had one.
Yeah.
Because if you had had them growing up, you wouldn't be where you are.
Correct. Whoa. Correct. Whoa. In your face.
I ought to be counseling you.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Bless them. But I just wonder what your average wife would say, like face to face, not in some, internet post or whatever. Say for some reason, Jody and I ended up at a function with this woman and her husband. And this woman tried to tell Jody, give her advice about, marriage and all that. How quickly do you think Jody would dismiss her and maybe even say, I think I'm fine. I think I'm good.
Yeah.
So I don't need any help. Thank right. you.
No, thank you. Thanks, but no thanks.
Would you encourage you to be like, just hear her out?
Hell no, I wouldn't. No way.
Listen to what she's gotta say.
Give her a chance.
Yeah.
And she'd be like, how are we even in the same place? What is this thing you brought me to?
I kind of agree. Where are we?
We shouldn't even be on the same property.
Right.
It is interesting that she's trying to give out advice because I guarantee you no women are following her on social media. It's got to be 100% guys.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there are a lot of women commenting.
Where did she negatively. Where did she make this comment? On Instagram or something?
Let's see.
Because I just can't imagine like women following a.
Well, she's Australian, I believe.
So you never know what they're doing.
It says the out there adult entertainer who has boasted about having sex with more than 1,000 men in one day is being mocked mercilessly over her new side hustle, offering misogynistic sounding advice for women to hang on to their husbands. TikTok.
Oh, okay.
Said it in a TikTok video. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it might have kind of blown up and then women saw it. And
Yeah.
Down under.
Down under. They don't have many content creators down there.
No.
We got the one that's trying to sleep with everybody. And that's it. And like Steve Irwin's kid.
Says one lady said, well, we have jobs, kids, and really something more in life going on than pleasuring men.
Oh, they don't like it.
Yeah. They don't even want to. See, that's one of those.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even want to hear anybody say anything about something I need to be doing for a man.
Yes.
I got enough going on.
So who you side with on that one?
I'm siding with the porn star on that one.
Oh, porn star. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, if you're married and you don't recognize that your husband is, should be at the top of the list of your priorities, just like you should be at the top of his. Then you do need some help, whether it's from a porn star or not.
There you go.
Like she had a point at the beginning where she said, we have other things like kids and blah going on, but not to add the, then to pleasuring my, or whatever she said.
Pleasuring men.
Pleasuring men. Yeah. She should have just kept it at, listen, we got kids, we got jobs, lives. We got lives. Yeah.
But see, she's not even saying that, that I'm not taking advice from a porn person. She's just saying, I don't want to hear anything about what I need to do for a man.
Right, right, right.
Which makes her a feminist, and she's probably ugly as hell. And she's jealous of the porn star about that, too.
Oh, yeah, because she...
And she's probably just an old shrew.
Because the porn star's really pretty.
She is really pretty.
I saw another article after we had talked. I don't know if my phone heard me or what, but she's beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's a shame.
So that is quite a conundrum. Who would I find more helpful or tolerable in life? A filthy porn star that humps 1,000 men a day? Or a feminist, a radical feminist. I think I could have rational conversations with a porn star. You can't have a rational conversation with a feminist.
That's
a radical feminist.
You're probably true on that. Yeah. You know.
Yeah, it's a real pickle.
It's a pickle. It's like, who do you want to go to dinner with?
The porn star, 100%.
Well, because she's so beautiful.
Well.
And she doesn't hate you from the beginning.
Right.
Yeah.
A feminist is going to hate you at your heart.
I think it was Joan Rivers that was talking about sitting next to people. She was like, would you rather be stuck next to a snob or a bore? And she goes, a snob every time, because at least they're kind of entertaining and you can laugh at, like, you know, them being so over the top. So, yeah, if you got to get stuck between you, at least tell me about that 1,000 people. Like, there would be some kind of story you could get out of it.
Sure.
Even if you're totally reviled.
And you have something to look at.
Right. And you know that at least the porn star is not going to sit and judge every word that comes out of your mouth and look to be offended by it.
Sure.
Be mean to you.
Really. Yeah.
You don't have to walk on eggshells around her.
Feminists are mean. Yeah. They're just mean in their heart. Mm. All right. More coming up.
More Extra Funny next. Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
There's a health study. It's not good news for the teenagers. They're saying that you should not be having caffeine until you're at least 18.
Oh, any caffeine?
All these kids drinking these iced lattes and all this stuff.
That's probably true.
They got to stop it. All these energy drinks that have so much caffeine in them and all that. It's not good for you you reach a certain age. It's never good for you. But that's one of those things. How do you not know that?
Right.
I mean, for so many years, to see a teenager with a cup of coffee would have been just stupid. You go, look at that. Mm-hmm. Look at that 15-year-old drinking coffee. Mm-hmm. It just didn't happen.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
But then you start making the coffee drinks taste like milkshakes.
Right.
And then, you know, that's going to bring them all to the yard.
Yeah, you darn right.
You know?
Heck yeah.
A Java mocha chip frappuccino. That's like the gateway drug. Mm-hmm. Or a Java chip frappuccino.
Oh, sure.
That thing is so good. Mm-hmm. And you can see why kids like them, because they're so good. But then, then you just sort of evolve into.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, you're drinking a venti Pike Place with a little bit of room in it. I've been there.
Yeah. Or three a day.
Or three of them with an espresso shot on top of it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's how I roll. Yeah.
You know, with a Monster mixed in for good measure.
Yeah. It's way different than having a soda as a kid at a backyard or wherever.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. The caffeine content, I'm assuming, in an energy drink is way higher than what it is in the soda. It might not be.
It is.
I feel like it would be.
Should be, yeah.
So, yeah, like, just stick to maybe have like a soda or something. You know, be a kid.
Yeah.
Why are you so tired anyway? You're a kid.
Yeah.
Wake up.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I was kind of tired. Sorry. I still am.
Yeah. But, I mean, do they drink it because they're tired, or are they just drinking it because it tastes good or because it's cool?
That's what I was going to say, because it's cool. Yeah.
But it may be that they need to get that iced Starbucks coffee before school, give them a pep.
Yep.
You know?
I needed that. I didn't have it.
Man,
where was the Starbucks?
When I was in middle school, if I would have come, I want some coffee. They'd have been like, what?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah, no. I barely even drank soda, though. I mean, were y'all allowed to just chug soda all the time? No.
No, we didn't keep it. My mama didn't keep it in the house.
No.
Very much. But if I was out somewhere or at school, we could buy them. And there never was a, you're drinking too many Cokes complaint from my parents, you know?
Mm-hmm. I'll never forget. I had Delilah. I was still in the hospital, and the nurse came in and said, now, this goes without saying, but this is part of my job. I have to tell you this. Laugh it off, but don't put Mountain Dew in the baby bottle. Dead serious. She said that. I went, okay. Got it.
A lot of people do.
Yeah.
Not Mountain Dew and where I'm from. They would just put Coke in it.
Coke, yeah. Mm-hmm. She said you'd be surprised.
Tea.
And it must be so common.
So,
Yeah. She has to make the statement. That's what's scary.
Yep. Yeah. I just kind of laughed and thought she was joking. She's like, I know. I told you.
Happens more than you think.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm.
Sad.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow.
But then you couldn't wait to do it.
I know. I was like, hell yeah, give me soda.
Do your kids drink soda?
No. Occasionally, they'll have a Sprite, like at a party or whatever, but no caffeine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't imagine.
And she's trying to get them to sleep more.
Yeah. Sure. Like, who wants to give their kids caffeine? Who wants to jack their kids up?
Yeah.
They're already jacked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, yours are.
Yeah. They're wild.
They're jacked up.
They're jacked up.
man. But yeah, I mean, there were no rules about eating bad stuff or, you know, any of that when I was growing up, which, you know, it's not surprising. At the time in life that it was, and it was a rural Louisiana town. I mean, we didn't even have a workout facility in town that adults, you know, went to and all that until I'd already moved away in my early 20s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They didn't even have it. Adult workouts were either they had weights at their house and stuff, or they would go to the high school and walk around the track and do push-ups and stuff.
On a little jog.
Yeah.
Yeah. The good old days.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't affected the state at all, you know, long-term, being the fattest state in the country.
Yeah, the most unhealthy state of eating of all 50.
Yeah, I don't remember any rules on food. Mm-mm. But, yeah, I also don't remember just having access to plenty of soda all the time. But
or, like, sugary cereals that didn't constantly.
Oh, yeah, we had a lot of those.
Yeah, that's all we had for breakfast was kid cereal.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's poison. Now it's poison. This whole aisle is
You're
poison.
You're going to die of cancer.
It's poison?
Yeah.
Gosh, can't have any fun.
No fun.
So have they taken Skittles off the market temporarily?
I don't know.
You know, I'd be devastated, and I've looked into this, and no, they haven't.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like 2027 or something that they have to get rid of. I think they've got a couple of years to figure it out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I want to do is taste the American Skittles against the European Skittles, because they always make a big deal out of that. It's like they don't even allow this in other countries.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's not a way to convince me of something being wrong, because America's the best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there's got to be something about what we do that makes it better in a certain way than other countries, because we're the best. So I always go back to taste.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay, so they don't put this, 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 and this, preservatives and colors and all of that in Skittles in Europe like we do in America. So let's taste them side by side. Which one tastes better?
Yeah.
And it's always going to be U.S. America.
Always. You know those Skittles don't taste good over there?
No. Probably tastes like packing peanuts. Yeah, nobody goes to England for the food.
Nobody.
No. Hell no. Now, they'll go to Italia for the food.
Sure.
Yeah.
They'll go there. But.
That's about it. That's not really all
France, maybe.
Oh, yeah, France.
I love then, red dye.
Give me all the red dye. Just squirt it in my mouth.
I think it's delicious.
But aren't there other things that can make a product red and it not be that red dye 40 or whatever it is? Because now what's going to happen is every time you see something that's red, people are going to start screaming, "That got red dye in it, red dye." Well, some of it is, there are red dyes that aren't red dye 40.
Right. There's a red dye 6 that I think people are now stepping in saying, now is this going to be like red dye 40? Are you taking this away? You should take red dye 6 away because you're taking red dye 40 away. Don't take all the red dyes.
Yeah. We got to have some.
You got 39 to choose from. 39 other ones to choose from at least.
Yeah.
Go up into the red dye 45s and 50s
if
you need to.
It's getting nuts.
They say now they're going to dye things with like beets.
Yeah.
Like, you know, to make them red. I'm like, okay, you're ruining the Twizzler.
I mean, you love a beet though, old lady.
A pickled beet, yes, but I don't want my Skittles to taste like beets. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I saw a doctor the other day say that, you know, and this is where it becomes confusing. So you got one person that's all certified and has the knowledge, all that says, and let's just take salmon, for example. you know, wild caught salmon is the only kind of salmon you should be eating. Farm raised salmon is poison. Never put that in your body, which I don't like that phrase anyway. This is what you need to, I would never put this in my body. Just say you would never eat it. Don't make me imagine how you're putting things in your body that could be sexual or, you know, perverted in any way. Just say, I would never eat this. Sure. You don't have to be so dramatic. I would never put this in my body.
That's so dramatic. Yeah.
But, so then you got a guy who is an actual surgeon and operates on, he's an internist. Is that what you call somebody that operates on your stomach and your guts and all of that kind of stuff? Well, he says that there are more benefits in farm-raised salmon than wild-caught because they, you know, they say that the farm-raised salmon is eating this stuff and that stuff. He said they're not, and they're actually better. So then you got somebody out there going, well, what difference does it make? That's where you just say, okay, this person a doctor? No. Well, this person's a doctor, so they win the argument, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or is this person a doctor? No. But is the wild-caught salmon cheaper this week than what the doctor says? Go with the cheaper. Mm-hmm. That's how you got to do it.
Yeah, but then
I'm tired of messing around.
They'll say the doctor's in the pocket of, you know, he's getting paid to do
by big salmon.
By keeping you sick, he ensures that you're coming back. You know, you just
he's not my doctor.
Yeah. You just got to use all the information out there and make the best decision for you. Because people will tell you some crazy stuff. It's the salmon is poison.
A farm raised salmon. Farm raised.
I saw one the other day that said, now, sure, I used to eat these, and it was those carb light tortillas that I have eaten for so many years. I used to eat these when I started my weight loss journey. And sure, I did lose weight on the scale, but my face was broken out and da 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 da. I'm like, look. I've been eating them for so many years and my face doesn't break out because of them. So I'm going back to that.
Yeah.
I'm not eating an almond flour tortilla anymore.
Oh, God.
That you can see through. Looks like phyllo dough.
It's like, no, lady, you just didn't wash your face for like 2 weeks. Like, okay, you know.
I know. So I got to figure out something.
Are you done with what you were doing?
No, not completely, no. But I am going to start, you know, looking at it a little bit differently.
Sure.
You know, there's certain things that, you know, because if it's got one little thing in it that they say, oh, no, it's got, you know, seed oil. All right,
fine. Oh, seed oil. Yeah. Don't say it.
I'm with you.
I can't even believe I said that. I'm going to have a heart attack right now.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.